something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Enugu, Cornice Hotel, 92 New Anglican Road, Nsukka. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, an inheritance for you.
Hallelujah. Saul doesn't believe in this man Jesus. He knew Jesus died. He knew the man was crucified. But the disciples of the man said that God raised him from the dead, and he doesn't believe it. He says they're lying. They stole his body. Because they knew the grave was empty. So they said they stole his body. He doesn't believe it. So he persecutes the Christians, the believers in Jesus. And then he got letters from the chief priests, got letters from the authorities to go all the way to Damascus and arrest every Christian that he could find. And then on his way, praise God. He says at midday, you know what it is for another light to shine brighter than the noonday sun? At midday, O King, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I said, Who art thou, Lord? What a shock he got. He didn't expect the name he heard. Hallelujah. And he said, I am Jesus. That's the man he thought was dead. The voice said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But I like it. You're persecuting me, but he doesn't threaten him. He doesn't even reprimand him. He says, but now look at what you're doing. But I'm overlooking that, and I'm giving you responsibility. Praise God. This is just awesome. Look at it now. I read from the 15th verse again. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet. He said, Rise. The man should have been begging on his knees. Is that right? He said, But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister. Now Jesus is talking. And a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I'll appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. Now look at the big one. This is where we're going all the time. Verse 18. He says, to open their eyes. He says, I'm sending you to the people to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Hallelujah. That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance. See, the lots of Christians today who have received forgiveness of sins but do not know anything about the inheritance. They don't know anything about the inheritance. They're not aware. Some have heard there is an inheritance, but they don't know what it is. Hallelujah. But there is an inheritance. Jesus sends this man and he says, I want you to go and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins. A better word and the right rendering for it is that they may receive remission of sins. There's a difference between remission and forgiveness. They may receive remission of sins and inheritance among those that are sanctified. Look at these sinners. They're going to get an inheritance among the sanctified ones. Hallelujah. What an honor. Now go to the 20th chapter of the same book. I want to read the 32nd verse. Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many of you know you are growing in the things of God? Now, I don't mean right now, just because you're hearing this, you feel you're growing right now. I'm not sure that when you had your last meal, that while you were taking it, you felt yourself growing as you were eating. Was that how you felt? No, yeah. So I'm not talking about how you feel right now. But I mean the Word of God affecting you. I mean, looking back, maybe in the last 1 month, the last 2 months, the last 1 year, are you growing in the Word of God? Hallelujah. It's a marvelous thing to find yourself growing in the things of God. And when you're growing in the things of God, you become more loving, more caring, more truthful, praise God, and then more desirous to know God, more desirous to have fellowship with God's people. It'll show up in you. All the time you just want to be there. But if you don't have that hunger, the hunger to go to church, have fellowship with God's people, listen to the Word of God, and just worship the Lord together with others, I question your growing. Because that's one of the signs of true Christian growth. Now somebody may be studying the Bible all by himself and swelling up his knowledge, he's still not growing. You've got to know that. That all of these things must be put together. I mean, if you were put in a room, they just locked you up in a room, and they were feeding you 5 meals a day, 5 or 6 dogs meals a day. If you had that, you still wouldn't be growing. You would just get fat, but you will not grow. There's a difference between growing and fattening up. So just because you're reading the Bible, you know, there are people who wouldn't go to church and they'll say, well, I just studied the Bible at home today. I just want to, so they just stay there. No, you've got to be balanced in your Christian life. The Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. This is as the manner of some is. God doesn't like it. So, well, it's the same thing. Sure, you're still here. I asked you to open to the 20th chapter, book of Acts, is that right? And I want to read to you from the 32nd verse. Now it says, and now, brethren, now Paul is writing here, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Can I have an amen? It says, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. And to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Praise God.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Enugu, Conis Hotel, 92 New Anglican Road, Nsukka. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call us on 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This message is titled An Inheritance for You. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.